I spent a couple of $1,000 on this new shiny object affiliate marketing program. I've got a social media account. I can put up links. And then within like 24 hours, I was suspended for good. I was supposed to be making millions of dollars by now. You could have a crap product, but if Kim Kardashian holds it up on her social media, people will buy it. You could have the best product in the world, but if no one knows about it, no one's gonna buy it. They're the two extremes. Amazon is not the reason why your product is not profitable. How and when to know if you should quit Amazon or when to avoid shiny objects. They didn't tell you this in the damn course. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. In today's episode, we're going to discuss how and when to know if you should quit Amazon or when to avoid shiny objects. Because you know what? They're freaking everywhere, shiny objects. I've been there. You know, I started in this Amazon journey in 2016. And I must admit, I wasn't looking for other things. I sort of just came across this Amazon training program. I thought, you know what? That's exactly what I need. I need to do this because it just fit the bill, right? I could just send products into Amazon. I could stay at home. I didn't have to be the face of the product. And, you know, people would just buy it and I'd be off to make millions and millions of dollars. And that's what I thought in the beginning. Ultimately, I thought I was going to make millions of dollars. And look, I did. But it took time, right? And I had to stay focused the entire time because there's shiny things popping at you along these journeys. And I want to share with you about that and when you should perhaps do them or not do them. Now you're going to say, Matt, what do you mean? What's a shiny object? Shiny object is just things that take your attention away. So let's just say you're doing an Amazon training program. And then next thing you're flicking through social media and look, there's heaps of these things, right? And something pops up and it's like, hey, the new thing now is TikTok. And if you just get a TikTok account, you could just sell stuff on TikTok and there's dudes making $1 million a month. And you're going to be like, holy shit, I need to be doing that because I'm doing this Amazon training and this is taking forever. You know, I haven't found my product yet, but if I could just jump over to TikTok, I'll be set. And that's just one. In my journey, there was Facebook ads, there was affiliate marketing. I must admit, I fell into this trap. So I'm not putting anyone down who suffers from this shiny object syndrome and takes action. And what had happened was I was in the midst of doing Amazon. It was probably a couple of years into it. I wasn't a multimillionaire yet. And this shiny object came up and it was affiliate marketing. And I'll tell you why affiliate marketing was so attractive. Was because I didn't have to even design my own product. I didn't have to come up with any products. All I had to do was just put up some links, or so I thought, on social media. And when people bought products, I would just get paid. I mean, that sounds so simple, right? I've got a social media account. I can put up links. So I spent probably a couple of $1,000 on this new shiny object affiliate marketing program. And I'm going through the program and I start putting up links on social media. And including, I remember I put one up on YouTube, and then within 24 hours, I was suspended. I get this warning from Facebook saying, "Hey, guess what? We've just suspended your account, or we've given you a black mark." And I think my YouTube account was actually suspended, for good. I couldn't even open it up again. I was like, "Fucking hell!" They didn't tell you this in the damn course, right? I was supposed to be making millions of dollars by now. That didn't happen. And so that was lesson number one. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But no, my lesson is actually this. There are so many ways to make money, full stop, whether it's online or offline. There's just so many ways, but it takes time. You have to be focused and dedicated to learning the craft. So if you're going into the Amazon space, you're probably not going to be a multimillionaire within 30 days. It's going to take time. Same thing is if you go into the affiliate marketing programs, right? You're probably not going to be a multimillionaire within 30 days. And you may not even be a multimillionaire within 6 months or 12 months because a lot of people who start these journeys, they just quit. They quit after 30 days or 60 days. Like, oh, this didn't work. And they just throw in the towel. I'm testament to tell you that it does work. I have done it. I've been there. I even went through, as I was going through, I remember going through the Amazon training and I launched my first product, and that took me one whole year to even launch my first product. I'm thinking, man, this is not just so simple, right? There's lots of things I have to learn. And I even launched my first product and I started making sales, and then it just sort of faded away. The sales just faded. I couldn't get the sales volume that I needed. So I started to lose money. And so I had to put that one to bed, but I didn't lose sight though. At that point, I didn't actually divert off Amazon. I thought, you know what? I just need to double down on the Amazon platform. Stay focused. All I'm going to do now is just find a better product. That then led me into a knife product, which I had invented, which I even did a patent on. I probably sunk about 40 or 50 grand into just the development of that product, which I didn't even launch. That's the ongoing joke. I didn't even launch that product because in the meantime, I came across my now famous healthcare product, which has now done now over $45 million in sales. And that was the product that, you know, set me up for life. If I'd quit during the first phase, or even if I'd found a shiny object, it would have been very easy for me to say, oh, this Amazon thing doesn't even work. You know, I didn't make the money. I was promised glory. I should have been retired by now, but it hadn't happened. I could have easily have just switched and gone, oh, look, affiliate marketing or drop shipping. Drop shipping is a real good one. Oh, just do drop shipping. That'd be awesome. That one's simple. You know, if you don't know what drop shipping is selling a product that you don't hold. That's basically it. You just put up a website, or perhaps you have an email list. You market on that website or email list and sell other people's products. There's now companies that actually help you to sell those products. Now, I'm not saying that this doesn't work. I'm sure that there are people out there who are multimillionaires off the back of dropshipping, but I can near guarantee you that they didn't become a success within 30 days. They probably had lots of trials and tribulations along the way, just like what I did with my Amazon journey. I had a lot of missteps, but ultimately I stuck with it and I didn't allow the shiny objects at that time to divert me away from the mission. And the mission was to learn the Amazon platform. Now, I did talk about, though, I did this affiliate marketing program, but that was kind of into the journey. And I thought I was going to use that as a supplement to help the Amazon business. But ultimately, like I said, I got suspended and I really did just give up on it. But I think around that time as well, in my journey, my healthcare product just started making so much money now. I really didn't need to double down on staying with the affiliate marketing. I was like, you know, I'm just going to park this because shit, I'm starting to make millions of dollars out of this healthcare product. So I'm going to just put my attention to the one like the golden goose and just let it keep laying those golden eggs for me. Now, I want to share this story with you because you might be in the position right now, you might be on your own journey. And particularly if you haven't started in the online space at all, you're looking around like which platform or which type of business model is the word I'm looking for. Which type of business model is the one that's going to suit you? Is it going to be Amazon? Is it going to be Shopify? Is it going to be drop shipping? Is it going to be affiliate marketing? There's so many different ways to make money online. You have to research all of them, find the one that you think is going to be the best to suit you, and just stick with it. And forget about all the shiny objects that you're going to find along the way. And until you start seeing that you're making millions of dollars from the business model that you've chosen, I wouldn't look at anything else. Now, I share this with you because I've got a client right now. She's one of my private clients in my mentoring program. And she's now started to see some success. She's gone from not having done Amazon whatsoever to now just launching her very first product, and it's making sales. So it's really exciting for her because now she can realize, hey, I found this product based in China. It's unique. I've got it shipped all the way to Amazon in the USA, and I put it on the marketplace and I sat back and watched, and what do you know? Boom, sale. Next day, another sale. A couple of days later, two more sales. So things are starting to build up. But I had a meeting with her just recently, and she said, oh, look, I saw this video the other day, and it was on YouTube, and it was about TikTok, and you could do this and you could do that. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to check that video out. I actually went and watched the same video, the TikTok video. And I must admit, at first I thought, wow, this seems awesome. But I've got a bit more of an understanding about the online space. So I was waiting for the catch. You know, what is it that's going to be difficult for most people? So just so you understand, within TikTok now, they do a TikTok store or TikTok shop where you can have your own account and promote TikTok-based products and make money. And you're like, wow, that's incredible, right? Because now I don't even have to come up with my own product. And I just started up on TikTok. The people are already there, so it seems genius. But once I dug into the fine print, you have to be based out of the USA or UK. They don't even do it in Australia. So there's like, boom, that one's out straight away, right? Unless you literally had like a USA, a company, but maybe you even have to be based there, which means they're going to be able to check your IP. So in other words, it wasn't just so straightforward just to jump on there and boom. Maybe in time in Australia, they'll open it up and you can start on that. But I can also guarantee you it's not going to be just simple, right? It won't be just like, oh, I just started a TikTok account and I just started making millions of dollars. No, because everyone would do that because it relies on a bit of creativity with utilizing the TikTok platform and creating content. And guess what? It turns out that not everyone is brilliant at content. It takes time to learn how to make great content and great content that can go viral and that people are interested in. And so now you have to become a content creator. It's not just like, I need to become a good at TikTok shop. I need to become awesome at content creating, how to write titles, how to target people correctly. It's just, the list just goes on. It's just not so simple, but it would require you focus. Okay. If you want to do that, absolutely. So back to my client, she said to me, I've just watched this video. I just gave her the nuts and bolts of, look, this is what it's going to take to be able to succeed in the TikTok space. But right now, you've just launched your first product on Amazon. You're now making some sales. Let's not turn your attention away from something that you're currently studying. Ultimately, we want to study the Amazon marketplace. And then for her, because let's be honest, I'm not absolutely married to Amazon. I talk about Amazon a lot. It's made me millions and millions of dollars. I talk about Shopify as well. It's also made me millions and millions and millions of dollars as well. So look, hey, whichever one floats your boat. In my opinion, you have to have the Amazon marketplace as a fundamental bow in your arsenal, because Amazon is so entrenched. People know it. It's an easy platform to use. It's already got the attention, particularly in America and other parts of the world. It's just one of those fundamental things you have to have. And then once you've got Amazon dialed in and you understand that platform, my suggestion then would be move on to other things, whether it be Shopify. Maybe you then want to go down the TikTok route, but I would want to be doing something that is symbiotic, let's call it that, which is in the same ecosystem as the niche that you're already doing. So let's just say you're selling, like myself, a healthcare product on Amazon. First step, easy one, go and sell that same healthcare product on Shopify, right? If you've already got market validation on Amazon, it's going to be much easier then to put on Shopify and also get market validation rather than going to TikTok and just now becoming a content creator to try and sell TikTok products. That would be sort of not in cahoots with the existing product you've already got. Okay. Maybe you want to do something else. Like, here's another example, not just Shopify, but creating a content site where you talk about health related issues. So you're now starting to get attention for the same issue. Let's say it's to do with a foot disease. Okay. You want to specialize in the foot disease on this website because your product helps people with this foot issue. Yeah, see how it all sort of ties together? And so therefore you could then promote your Amazon and even your Shopify listing on your content website. See how it all just syncs together and starts, it can just sort of drive traffic from one to the other and ultimately build up more sales and create this almost this like community of people that are interested in this foot issue. And that's something that I would suggest to do. Once you get to the level of making millions of dollars, I can tell you that the shiny objects still exist. I still see things that I'm like, oh, maybe that sounds interesting. But I can look at things now with a bit more of an objective viewpoint because I've been through a lot of those different things now. And I also think about the workload that it's going to take because I know how much effort and time is going to be required to make some of these shiny objects succeed. So I've got to be really, really interested. Alex Hormozi says, this is something to write down. It's the things that you say no to that will help you become a millionaire. It's along those lines, right? Because you don't want to do every single thing that comes up your way. Because when you get to my level, when you've done multi-millions of dollars, there'll be so much opportunity, and I see it now. There is just so much opportunity that's coming my way. But if I take an example of, there might be one that comes up and I think, I'm going to make $100,000 a year from that. I'm not going to do that, right? Because I'm now going to be waiting for the one that's like, actually, no, this one's going to make $5 million a year. I know this is going to be $5 million a year profit on this one because each one's going to require the same amount of time and effort. So if I just keep bypassing the ones that are making $100,000, and then eventually I wait for the right time and the right opportunity to say, yeah, here's the $5 million opportunity. That's the one I'm going to go with and then just get rid of all the other noise. But sometimes you have to wait. These things may not present themselves all on one day, right? You might be, you see the $100,000 opportunity this week and then like next month is another 100 and then maybe even 6 months time, maybe even a year's time, then the $5 million opportunity presents itself and you snap it up. Because you know when they come up, this is the one, yeah? Because you've got your filter on. Get rid of this, get rid of this, no to this, no to this. And that even includes things like partnering up with people. That also becomes another form of a shiny object syndrome, which is like you've got maybe a business that's happening. Some people I know want to join into that business, but that could become a distraction. And if you really don't need that person in your business, don't bring them in because it can also create more problems. I know what you're going to say to me, but Matt, I'm in this business, but I want to quit. And when is the right time to quit? You can feel it. Maybe it's time to quit. Let me take you back to my first product. It was the car chamois. I knew it was time to quit when the sales were just dwindling away. I couldn't get the volume. Now, could I have potentially just strung it right out? I could have. Let me tell you this. You can sell products no matter where they are. It doesn't even matter. No matter the price point, no matter whether it's good or bad, you can sell products. What it comes down to is how much money do you have behind you for marketing? You could have a crap product, but if Kim Kardashian holds it up on her social media, people will buy it. That's just a matter of fact, right? But you could have the best product in the world, but if no one knows about it, no one's going to buy it. See what I'm saying? They're the two extremes. And so you've got to find that middle ground of having an amazing product, hopefully, and also getting the attention, the eyeballs, which is going to be through ads and marketing. If you think about my car chamois, it was actually pretty cool, right? But I just couldn't get the sales volume. Now, back then, because it was during my first trial of a product, I also didn't have much money behind me. So I couldn't just say, you know what, I'm just going to sink another $100,000 into this product and just ride it out, because that would have been a massive gamble. I just didn't have that sort of money. And I certainly wasn't in a position to take that kind of a gamble on $100,000 without any guarantee that the sales were going to come through, because maybe it required $500,000 of marketing and ad spend in order to get the product to a position where it could be viable. But again, it wasn't worth that. So you've got to assess these things on a case-by-case basis and understand where you sit in the marketplace. And of course, for your own personal position, you know, do you have the marketing spend? But that said, there's always a time where I think you could quit, but I just think you need to stay focused because it's not Amazon. Amazon is not the reason why your product perhaps isn't selling or is not profitable, right? There's other metrics that you must be looking at. Do you need to get the price point lower from the manufacturer? That's the simple one. Do I need to send these via sea rather than air to reduce my shipping cost? Do I need to change the packaging? Is my packaging just too pretty and too detailed, but it's not important for the customer anyway. Because some people can get wrapped up in these things, yeah? And so these are all the little tiny things that you need to look into to see if your product can ultimately become viable. And if it can't, there will be a time just like me with my car chamois where you may just want to put it to bed and say, enough is enough. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. I think do it. But remember, you want to continue on though. I didn't just quit then and just go back to my 9-to-5 job, right? I parked the chamois. I said, this isn't going to work because I'm not in the position to make it work. And I just moved to the next product because I'm now just trying to find something that's going to be better placed in the market to ultimately deliver better results. And that's why what you should consider if you are in that position. So guys, I hope you've enjoyed that episode on shiny object syndrome and perhaps some of the things to avoid and not to avoid in that space. It'd be great if you could leave me a 5-star review. I'd really appreciate it on Apple Podcasts and also Spotify. And also put a question or a comment if you're watching this on YouTube. I'd love to know your thoughts and feelings. Perhaps there's some shiny objects that you're now looking at as we speak. Maybe it's TikTok or maybe it's dropshipping. Yeah, let me know in the comments. And I look forward to seeing you on the very next episode. Till then, take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.